Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Okay, I am done with COVID. I am so done with the COVID. This has to end. This is getting stupider and stupider by the day. So there's a study that I believe they interviewed like 1,500 British people. And, you know, the British are very, you know, they're very nice and they're cool, right? You know? And they interviewed them on CPR. And they found pre-COVID more British, and my guess is that would also include Americans, maybe even less, would jump in and give you CPR. Now, post-COVID, 20% of them said, not going near you. 14% more said, I'm not even going to do chest compressions. People are so afraid of COVID that if you're lying there dying, they're going to back off. Now, I know some people are saying, okay, well, it's just a study. You know, in real life, people are going to jump in. No, I really don't think so. You know, when I was trying to go to this restaurant last night, I was just trying to kind of peer around because there's no real waiting area in this restaurant. So I was just trying to look around, you know, to see if there was a booth or someplace I a table for us. And I was just like, oh, I'm just going to take a quick peek. And the person in front of me was like, space. I mean, I seriously think that if anything, God forbid, happened to me, with the exception of maybe some of my family members, not all my family, I think there might be a couple family members, I don't think anybody would come over to me. And we even removed the mouth-to-mouth part of CPR. I taught you guys how to do CPR. Somebody flying there on the ground, you don't know what the hell is going on. What's the first thing you do? No. Don't put on your mask. Well, okay, if you want to put on your mask, you call 911. Even if you don't have your mask on for some reason, you call 911. Let 911 start the process, okay? Then put on your mask. Go over to the victim, okay? Say, are you okay, Bob, Dahlia, Michael Fassbender, are you okay? If Michael Fassbender was lying down there, my mouth would be on him first before I even check his pulse. Michael Fassbender is just, So, all right, so you kind of shake them and go, are you okay? Okay, but don't mess with the neck because you don't know why they're down for the count. You don't know if they injured their neck. Okay, hopefully they're lying on their back. If not, you might have to move them onto their back. Again, don't move them. Let 911 talk to you because they're going to ask about why they are down on the ground. I mean, if they fell from a 10-story building, it might not be a heart attack. But if you're suspecting a heart attack, you know, you can check your check the pulse. I really want to do wrist. I would probably check neck. You could also check axilla and groin and things like that. But, you know, you might want to keep your hands away from the groin. Check for pulse. You could check for breathing. And if not, you immediately start chest compressions. You interlock your hands, use the ball of your hand, and then you start compressing about an inch and a half to the chest. You do it to the song of, it's about, you know, 100 beats a minute. So you do like staying alive. And you kind of do it to that song or another one bites dust. And it's okay if you don't sing out loud because there could be family members around. But if you do it to that speed, that's a good speed. And then for those of us that are comfortable with mouth to mouth, after 30 compressions, we'll give two rescue breaths. Okay? We do the head tilt, chin lift. We produce a good suction and we give rescue breaths. But we took those out a few years back because everybody was afraid of germs and everybody wanted to get their mouths and other people. So you could technically give CPR, right, without the breaths, by doing the chest compressions, because if there is oxygenated blood that's still in the body that is kind of not moving because the heart's not pumping, you know, the American Cardiac Heart Association and all the powers that be had suggested just then do the compressions, because that'll at least move the oxygenated blood to the brain. You can have your mask on and think about it. If they're not breathing, then they're probably not spewing COVID onto you. So I think you'll be okay. I mean, mind you, it might not be ideal, and you might need to, but I mean, oh my gosh, save a life. You know, we were talking about how people were going to be less likely to go up to a woman and do CPR because they didn't want to be accused of assault. And, you know, that's on us women. You know, for those of us women that accuse people of, you know, touching us when they didn't, now you have innocent guys out there going, you know what, it's just not worth it. I can't have my life ruined because somebody, you know, I tried to, you know, give chest compressions and her boobs were there. And I told you guys on air, I go, listen, I will right now promise, and any lawyer could use this, that if I am down for the count and you guys have to give CPR, if for some reason your hands are near my boobies, I don't care. Now, you know, I really don't want to be undressed, and I really wouldn't advise taking off the bra because, trust me, you know, these things are really kind of, it's kind of like those, those toys where you have the can and, you know, like Pop Goes the Weasel. Like, I got to tell you, man, you know, you'll be down for the count. You'll need CPR if these puppies kind of get out there. But if you want to give me chest compressions, do it. Save my life, please. I promise I won't sue you for sexual assault. I promise. And, you know, I promise I won't give you COVID. But, it's kind of scary that this is where we are right now, where people are fearful of each other and they're so afraid of COVID with all the hype that they're not going to protect somebody. Yet, just 9 months ago, we would give CPR during flu season. We would give CPR to somebody who possibly had a cold or had possible tuberculosis or had possible HIV. But in this day and age of COVID, people are willing to let you die because they're afraid of COVID. And I get it. COVID's scary. But come on. I mean, is this what we're becoming? You know, again, I've always been against the hype. I've been for telling you guys as real as it is. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it's a fake disease. It's not a fake disease. It's a virus. It's a virus that kills. But if it's getting to the point where we're beating up each other on an airplane over a mask, if we have people, you know, completely, you know, seeing their business decimated, we're going to be talking about the next set of job losses and what else is going on. And, you know, we're seeing people kind of leave each other on the ground. It's what are we doing to ourselves? I think we need to really rethink some things. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY on the way. Here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniels working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm not an economist, but we talk about the economy a lot because the economy and health are really interrelated. And I get sick of talking about cholesterol and prostate. So yeah, I'm going to talk about the economy. And so the one thing I look at when I look at economic strength and economic progress and optimism is how are the banks doing? And I've been a little nervous about what's been going on with the banks. So what I've heard, okay, right? And I have a couple bank accounts, and sometimes I talk to the tellers. Sometimes I get my information from behind the teller. And from what I understand, they've been not having such an easy time with what's been going on. So the banks have needed to shell out money. They've also needed to stall receiving payments from certain loans. So, and you know, banks make their money by charging interest and having accounts that, need credit lines, and when they need to give loans and things like that, they make their money off that. However, if they're told to do something such that, like the PPP loan, and they're told to be, that they're going to be reimbursed, right, by the government, and the government hasn't officially reimbursed everybody yet, from what I understand, they're kind of in some trouble. Meanwhile, they've had their own issues in terms of people wanting to open business and you know, take out another loan. And, you know, when you have an economy that's kind of struggling and people are like, you know what, I don't think we're going to spend money. You know, I don't think I'm going to, you know, buy another car right now. I don't, you know, they're not running to the banks for loans. So from what we're being told, many banks are reporting an income loss of about 60% over this last quarter. And we're being told that there's going to be about 70,000 job losses in the banking sector. Now it's worldwide, but they think that's just the tip of the iceberg because banks aren't doing that well. Okay, we need our banks to do good. Okay, we need our banks to be like, look, guys, we got you. Okay, if you can't pay your rent, okay, and, you know, you're not able to get, you know, you have that eviction moratorium and you can't pay your business mortgage rent and you can't pay your building rent, we got you, right? Until this all blows over. It's not blowing over anytime soon. And even if the eviction moratorium gets lifted, right, by January or February or March, landlords are going, are people going to back pay all that rent that they didn't pay? Well, Bloomberg looked at what's actually going on with tenants and rent, and Las Vegas actually made national headlines again. Yay, Vegas! This headline's not too good. Vegas tops the list and having one of the biggest spikes in inability to pay rent in all the major cities. Now, L.A., New York, San Francisco still rank higher, but in this last month, Las Vegas had one of the biggest spikes. And I told you guys this was going to happen. You know, as the PPP loan mandate to keep your staff hired on till September 30th was going to expire by October 1. Many people knew they weren't going to be working in October. I think we've had a lot of small job loss or job loss in small business sectors. So Vegas had a stark percentage of 10.6% of tenants in Vegas. Tenants. 10%. Yeah, we have almost 2 million people if they're including, you know, surrounding cities. 10% had to miss the rent, couldn't pay the rent. Now, when I look at that, one, that shows that, okay, we still have a huge unemployment problem. And Governor Sisolak has started to ease restrictions and started to allow conventions to come back and all that. Might be too little too late, I don't know. But not only does that mean we have people that can't pay rent, but we have landlords that were kind of hoping 6 months in that start seeing some relief. And so when you take a look and you see where things are going, I'm already starting to see part of the housing market start to drop. Okay, and it's all this vicious cycle. It's a domino effect. It's scary. Nobody wants their house to go down. Nobody wants to see commercial real estate crap out. What's a better word for that? Crash. Okay, thank you. Sorry, nobody wants to see that. Even though we expect the commercial real estate to have issues, you see a big anchor, you know, unable to kind of make revenue because people are buying from Amazon or buying online. When that big anchor goes, all those little small stores that were kind of hoping people were coming to that big anchor for shopping get screwed. So, you know, commercial real estate is already kind of in peril. But in terms of residential, when you look at Los Angeles, Las Vegas, New Orleans, Portland, Seattle, San Jose, New York, Nashville, Irvine, Chicago, huge spikes of people that can't pay rent. And if they can't pay rent, that rent isn't obviously waived. I mean, the landlord has a loan to pay or a mortgage to pay, or they have bills. So, you know, for every month somebody can't pay rent, that's just racking up. Well, you know, many people think, well, you know what, if you can't pay rent, then fine, you know what, just get kicked out of your apartment. eviction moratorium and how to find a new one. It's very, very hard to get into a new apartment or to rent in a new place if you have poor credit. I mean, you know, if somebody that, you know, is looking at, okay, you know, we're going to have you sign a lease, but we need to know that you're going to pay. We believe the eviction moratorium is probably going to extend. Now, maybe one of the presidents will make a promise that they're going to cover everybody's rent, you know, and who couldn't pay, you know, if they get elected. Again, is that, where's that money coming from? And, you know, are the banks going to see that money? Are the mortgage owners or the landlords going to see that money? So these promises are nice from the politicians, but like you can see what's happening with the stimulus bill, you know, it goes back and forth and there's tweets and there's, you know, accusations of roid rage and nothing's getting done. So when you look at consumer confidence, especially in real estate, as far as I'm concerned, this is a bad sign. And I'm sorry, I'm not an economist. I'm just somebody with some common sense. Now, what I did find interesting, which I wanted to tell you guys about, is there are some cities who actually had a spike in rent. And some rent actually went up. And my computer is down again. But there are some cities, I believe like in Arizona, there are certain cities in certain parts of the country where rent went up. And we're going to see little real estate booms when people trying to flee the expensive areas like New York City. I mean, New York, oh my gosh, rent prices are dropping. I mean, they're still not Midwest levels, but considering they're dropping, you know, it's going to be kind of hard to find somebody who's going to want to spend $5,000 for a studio apartment. But where are people going? Well, many were coming to Nevada. Northern Nevada has been skyrocketing with real estate. They were coming to Southern Nevada, but, you know, if we're seeing still people can't pay rent and we're not really having the jobs and we're not having our casinos reopen, people may have to, unfortunately, keep going more east. So we're seeing a huge boom in Utah. We're seeing huge booms in Colorado and in the Midwest. And so, you know, the Midwest might become more populous, which I think a lot of people are kind of worried about, especially with Electoral College. But, you know, I mean, if the Midwest is offering cheaper housing and, you know, they have the jobs and they have less COVID, that might be the place to be. But these metropolis city centers, you know, not doing so well. So where do we go from here? Because, you know, we're sitting here waiting for the politicians, and I don't care if you're right or left. I'm kind of fatigued with the whole politician thing, running things, all right? You know, I think at some point, you know, somebody needs to say government kind of sucks and, you know, government really kind of, you know, doesn't know what they're doing. And I think, you know, for those of us that might be a little bit more libertarian, you know, saying, look, and I'd rather government just kind of, you know, just do what they know how to do, you know, but, you know, when it comes to things that they obviously don't know what the hell they're doing, okay, you know, let us do. Like, you know, let us doctors and nurses and pharmacists and physical therapists, let us handle the whole healthcare thing. Okay? Let people in finance, you know, do the finance. Let people in casinos manage casinos. I mean, let people who know what they're doing do that. And then let's have some, you know, heads, you know, some, you know, Zoom meetings or whatever the hell we have to do. Let's get our heads together on how to make it all work. And I understand everybody has conflicting interests or whatever, but it just seems to me that, you know, things are just going in the wrong direction. And I think there's a lot of us sitting there going, guys, come on, this could be done so much easier. You know, it could be just done so much easier. So, you know, for those of you that have been writing and have been saying you need help, nobody's listening to you because you're a landlord and people aren't paying rent, I don't know what the next situation is. I mean, I don't know what you do if you don't have a loan that's being forbeared or whatever, and you have tenants where there's families and there's kids, and you don't want to kick them out on the street, but you also need income. I don't know what the answer is. And, you know, unfortunately, that's why we're having, you know, this, you know, hatred and these demonstrations. And we're not just talking about, you know, protests and riots. We're talking about just this anger that, you know, where people are like, look, nobody's listening to me. Nobody really cares. And it's all about COVID. And, yeah, I think there's some, you know, emergent type things we need to fix like now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't hold on.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Two British Islamic State terror suspects have been indicted in the killing of American aid workers and journalists in Syria. FBI Director Christopher Wray announced the indictments against Elshefi Elsheikh and Alexander Koti Wednesday morning.
The defendants are charged with terrorism offenses related to hostage taking and killing of four Americans, as well as citizens of Great Britain and Japan. I'm pleased to confirm that they are now in FBI custody and will soon appear in federal court in the Eastern District of Virginia.
Hurricane Delta made landfall Wednesday morning on Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula as a Category 2 storm, bringing dangerous winds and significant flash flooding. The National Hurricane Center says the storm will move back into the Gulf of Mexico by the end of the day and head north. It's expected to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast by this weekend. Forecasters have already begun issuing storm surge and hurricane watches in Texas, Louisiana, and Alabama. This is USA Radio News. After calling off all negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill, President Trump reversed course late Tuesday, tweeting that he wanted a bill to help the airlines and small businesses. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News the president is already working to find ways to offer that economic relief.
The president has already been on the phone this morning talking to Secretary Mnuchin. The secretary and I have been talking about what we could do with standalone bills to help airlines, small businesses, and the American people with stimulus checks. So hopefully we can convince Speaker Pelosi to do something on a standalone basis.
More than 210,000 Americans have died from coronavirus infections, and the nation's top infectious disease expert fears that that number could double this winter. Speaking to a virtual event at American University Wednesday, Dr. Anthony Fauci says new models show the death toll from COVID-19 could rise to between 300 and 400,000 if action isn't taken in the fall and winter. Fauci also warned a vaccine probably wouldn't be available until at least next summer. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Robert has asked, can you talk about the polls? Well, so here's the thing with Biden and Trump polls. I don't talk about them a lot because I just, to me, I think the polls are kind of BS, okay? I mean, we've been talking about polls for I don't know how long, and every time we have an election, they always say, you know, one person is higher, is doing better than another, and then the election comes, and they're like, oh, well, there's a silent majority, you know. I don't understand how these polls are done, because I get called, and I get called at dinner time. Like right now, I just got a phone call. I don't know who reached out to me. Somebody just tried calling, and I'm not exactly sure what they wanted, and I didn't answer it. And then when I do pick it up, because it looks like, you know, it's a local number, and it could be media or whatever, they're like, hi, you know, would like to ask you some questions. So I'm like, well, you know, who is this? Oh, you know, we're, and you know, they try to sound like they're a neutral sort of company, and then they start asking some specific questions on who I'm going to vote for. And in this day and age, with the way people are, and the way people are taking this election way too seriously, it's a serious election, I get that, I know there's a lot on the line, but when I see people fighting and beating each other up in parking lots, and hitting people for wearing MAGA hats or pulling people out of cars, you know, at a freeway stop during a riot, because they don't believe that they're on that side, and they, you know, I just don't trust, you know, what's going on. So, you know, when somebody calls and wants to know, you know, specifics, even though I tell you guys how I feel, I've, you know, talked about politics, I talk about it all the time, you know, I just don't know who it is. And, you know, me being a journalist and being who I am, you know, not feeling comfortable telling a complete stranger over the phone how I feel and who I'm going to vote for and why I'm going to vote for them and how that might be misconstrued, is makes me just say, look, you know what, I just don't have time right now, you know, and I, you know, I'm going to vote. You'll know my vote when I vote. So if you look at the type of the population and the groups of people who seem to get, shall we say, vilified or crucified in their place of work or in their just in general with you know, branding, if they show any sort of empathy towards, let's say, you saw what happened with Donald Trump, President Trump, and having COVID, you know, I mean, gosh, you know, I start, I just talk about it medically without putting any insults, you know, in there, as, you know, many people on social media expect, and all of a sudden I get attacked for, you know, supporting, you know, Donald Trump and, you know, people calling him a white supremacist and all sorts of stuff. And so when you have the average person out there going, look, I don't want to be accused of something I'm not. I don't want something misconstrued because I don't, you know, I kind of have a small business and I really don't like the lockdowns. And even though I voted for Democrat and Republican, you know, I'm kind of iffy on where things are going to go. And I feel more comfortable with, you know, but if I say one thing and it gets out there, I could lose my job. I can't tell you how many people in California have to be quiet because if they work in the Hollywood industry, it is a no-no to support Trump if you're in the Hollywood industry and you have to keep that quiet. So if you have one sort of political party realizing that, you know, they might need to save their job, you know, or, you know, their house from destruction or whatever, from whoever gets wind of this and goes crazy. And I'm not saying it won't happen on the other side. I mean, I'm sure there's some liberals who feel like, you know, they might be, you know, attacked for being liberal. I don't, you know, we don't see that lately, but I'm sure it could happen on both sides. I just see that more people who get polled that are conservative probably going to kind of keep that to themselves. So when we hear that there's a poll with, you know, Joe Biden leading by 12 points or, you know, what, you know, it's like, is it because, you know, it was an area that was polled where people are like, oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yay, Biden. And also, you know, if, you know, somebody did want to mess with things, are there people that, you know, think it might be good for one side to think they're going to win, let them let their guard down, and, you know, lie on the polls and then just, you know, go and vote another way. You know, I mean, how do you explain what happened with Hillary Clinton and the polls? Somebody has to explain that. So even though, you know, she did win the popular vote, she didn't lead during the election by as many points as they said in all these different polls. So what is it? Is it people are lying? Is it that they're only sampling areas that you know, seem to lean towards one candidate? You know, or is it that, you know, many people on the other side are like, there is no way I'm going to be recorded saying something. You have my number. No, I'm not answering. And, you know, the polls are done in different formats, but, you know, some of these are telephone polls. Now, telephone polls. Yeah. Anyway, so right now we're being told that in Arizona, President Trump is statistically tied with Joe Biden in an Arizona district where Trump won by 11 points. The Ohio Predictive Insights poll found a tight presidential race in Arizona's 6th district. So when I see that, I'm like, well, is that really happening? Is there really a shift? Or is this, you know, their way of saying, okay, guys, we need to kind of, you know, work harder in this one county because Trump might win? I'm not sure. They said the president's 1 percentage point lead falls within the poll's 4.3 percentage point margin of error. So these margin of errors are supposed to account for people lying or, you know, or there being, you know, issues with, I don't want to answer because I'm on one side or the other. That's supposed to somehow cover that. I just don't believe it does. So the district includes Scottsdale and some of the more affluent Phoenix suburbs. They say that district is also the most educated in the state. Now, I don't know what they mean by that. Maybe in terms of, you know, there's more people that have maybe college degrees. I don't know. But Mike Noble, the pollster who conducted the survey, told The Hill, if Trump is only up by 1 point in this district, you can assume he's got big problems statewide. They say Trump is doing poorly among independents, moderate Republicans, women, college-educated whites, and underperforming with seniors. Basically, all the groups needed to win a general election in Arizona if you're a Republican. So, you know, when you ask, you know, can I comment on the poll? Well, again, I mean, if this poll was done with 100% accuracy, yeah, it could look like the president's in trouble. If it was done where a lot of conservatives are like, no, I'm not going to say, you know, I'm not, you know, pass, then no, it's not going to be accurate. They say the race appears close with women, 50% siding with Biden, 47% going with Trump. Those over 55 also seem split, 51% going for Trump, 49% Biden. Again, this is Arizona. And the reason why this is making news is because Arizona has been, you know, fairly conservative. Arizona's been a red state, and that's where Barry Goldwater came from. You know, Arizona, you know, John McCain, although John McCain was more moderate, Arizona's kind of known to be more Republican. Nevada used to be Republican, kind of has turned blue as many Californians come in. A lot of, you know, changes demographically and changes with, you know, how people, you know, what they need and unions. And, you know, we have a huge union presence because, you know, of the casinos. And so if unions tend to vote Democrat, then that you're going to see a more focus of that. But I you know, when it comes to polls, people, I hope, you know, Trump isn't playing defense. I don't think he does well with that. I think, you know, it's, I just don't believe we have the most accurate polls. That's just my opinion, you know? And if there are shifts and changes, then that's going to probably depend on if people feel that it is Trump's fault that we have this COVID mess or not. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Richard calling from Florida. Hey, Richard, man, how you doing?
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, listen, I'm just curious about your opinion as an educated female kind of maybe suburbanite type of lady. Based on Trump's performance last week, I know my mother, who's obviously an elderly lady, she thought that he kind of made a donkey's butt out of himself. She used a different term that I won't use on the radio. And she's a big Trump supporter, and based on what you said kind of the last segment about Trump not going on the defensive, I would agree with you, but I'm just curious if you think that he took the right tone and the right approach in defending himself, or maybe should he take a little more professional approach to defending himself so he doesn't alienate a certain category of those white suburbanite or just female voters in general. What do you think about that?
No, good question, Richard. One thing I had said last week after the debate is I think he also did over offense. I think he was almost too much on the offensive as well, where he kept interrupting and he wouldn't let, you know, Joe Biden say what he needed to, because I think he was trying to rattle Joe Biden up. And I think if he would have just paused a little bit and let Joe Biden make his case, because where Joe Biden starts to fumble is where he, when he starts to speak at lengths, like they just caught Joe Biden saying to a group of young girls, you know, I can't wait for you to be 4 years older, you know, and watch you dance. Now, I don't know what he was trying to say with that, and even if they took it out of context, that was just a weird thing to say, and I was kind of surprised that President Trump didn't let Joe Biden rattle on. Instead, he kept stopping him. So for those of us who look at strategy, whether it's Republican or Democrat, I would tell Donald Trump to let him speak, because that's where he makes his mistake, and then come back and do your rebuttal. So, yeah, I think the interrupting hurt him, and I think it put Chris Wallace in a position where then he had to look like he, you know, had to, you know, now mute him, and I think it was a disaster, which is why I really don't think it's to Trump's advantage to debate again.
Yeah, that may be true, although the town hall forum may be a little better area, a little better environment. Maybe he's not directly debating. It's more of a town hall environment. He seems to do better in those environments. So, well, thanks for being a great American. I sent you a copy of my book as Just an American. I hope you'll get it soon.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The town hall setting pre-COVID, I thought would be a good one where he can walk and he can talk and he can, you know, hopefully not have that back and forth banter and be able to kind of explain what he wants to explain. And it's probably going to be less fireworks. The only thing I'm concerned about is with him having COVID and significant COVID, you know, one such that it didn't need for him to be hospitalized. I don't know if they're going to allow him to do the walk around, let me show you how I'm one of you, let me, you know, talk to the people with the people. That's what town halls are. Town hall takes away the whole podium. I'm up on a stage and has you at the same level of your constituents, where you're talking with them and you're going up to them and you're calling them by name. With his COVID diagnosis and now with plexiglass and with concerns that he could be spreading it, I don't think the town hall debate is going to be in an arena that allows him to, you know, have that sort of advantage. And I think, you know, if they do allow him to debate, you know, being, even though technically he will be over the 10 days that the CDC allows, I'm sure, you know, people are still going to be concerned and fearful. I think they're going to force him to be in a box. And if you put Donald Trump in a box, you know, he's going to try to talk above the box. And so I don't think if the town hall is done the way it's going to be planned post-COVID, I don't think it's going to offer the advantages he needs. You know, which is why, like I said, I would just rather see it Zoomed. Then nobody can accuse anybody of giving them COVID. Everybody could stay healthy enough till the election and, you know, hopefully not be in a position where somebody's muting you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Derek Chauvin, the police officer that had held George Floyd down when George Floyd eventually died in Minneapolis, has been released from prison after posting, quote, non-cash $1 million bond. He was released from Minnesota Correctional Facility today. And it was a $1 million bail, but non-cash. He's 44 years old, has been at the prison since May 31st, where he was arrested and charged with George Floyd's death. So he had been arrested and charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter after the video showed him pressing his knee onto Floyd's neck. And it was a horrible video to watch, and it's just, you know. The other officers, I guess the officers at the time were responding to a call about a man trying to pass a counterfeit $20 bill at a nearby store. The death of George Floyd have sparked protests throughout the world, and it's been a very, you know, contentious summer as a result. Derek Chauvin now released on bail. Not sure. I don't have any information on when hearing's going to be and when that trial is going to take place. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's try and lighten it up a little bit, all right? Lonely Planet has decided to rate the top 20 places in the world to visit. And some of these are very, very cool. One I remember, the Petra in Jordan. That, I believe, might have been in Indiana Jones. The Galapagos Islands. They look gorgeous. Yellowstone. So U.S. made the list on multiple counts. So, you know, in terms of their beauty and in terms of, you know, whether it's coastal or mountains, basically this Lonely Planet's ultimate travel list features the top-ranked destinations. This is their second edition. And it's a coffee table book, I guess, that contains the definitive wish list of the 500 most thrilling, memorable, and interesting travel experiences in the world. So coming up number one is Petra, Jordan, then the Galapagos Islands, and forgive me if I mispronounce any of these, Uluru Kata Tahuta National Park, Australia, Okavango Delta in Botswana, Yellowstone National Park makes number 5. Woo! Lake Bled, Slovenia. Iguazu Falls from Argentina. Temples of Angkor in Cambodia. Salar de Uyuni in Bolivia. Annapurna Circuit in Nepal. The Great Barrier Reef. Bagan, Myanmar. Grand Canyon National Park. Grand Canyon! Hey! It's my backyard. Alhambra, Spain, Hagia Sophia, Turkey, Serengeti National Park, Tanzania, the Taj Mahal, the Great Wall of China, Habana Vieja, Cuba, and then Yosemite National Park. Yosemite's beautiful. I've been to Yellowstone and Yosemite, parts of it. They really are nice. Now, that's the top 20. Redwood National and State Parks made number 49. The Golden Gate Bridge made number 60. That is really cool. Australia had 5 at least. Uluru, the Great Barrier Reef, Sydney Harbor, the Opera House, Lord Howe Island, and Kangaroo Island. So for those of you that just kind of need a break, need to get the heck out of Dodge, I don't know if, you know, travel is going to be allowed in many of these areas, but wow. I got to tell you, Iguazu Falls in the Argentina-Brazil border, just exquisite. So green, and a lot of these places you've seen in movies. They've just done, yeah, Salt Flats, man, just, gosh, gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Okay, we're going to be ending the show. I wanted to end the show on a high note, okay? But Dr. Fauci kind of dropped a couple bombs really quickly here. Dr. Fauci said, vaccine might not be ready till next summer. And he thinks before we are done with this, 300,000 to 400,000 people could die from COVID. I did not want to end the show on that note. All right. Before I would even start to ruse over that, I would say, can we please, you know, delineate how many of these COVID deaths were also flu and pneumonia and heart at the same time? Don't want to blame all these deaths on just COVID attacking healthy people. But, you know, how I stand on that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.